Don't look under the internet.
I was left. So we started the recording at almost the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 2 second difference.
If I can't figure that out, that I need to just let you edit.
Ready? And I'm going to sync us up. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, my arms are up. My arms are down. Clap. Clap.
This is weird.
That is all right. I hope that synced it. We'll see, though, won't we?
Maybe.
Oh shit! I even got to get the dang old.
Oh man, do you want to wait a sec? And I'll just all this while you get set up.
Oh no, I'm getting patron names. If
yeah,
we
no.
even have them. I don't think we're gonna have any. Because no one likes us anymore.
That's okay. Well, it's simply because Doug and Matt aren't here.
Yeah, they are a big draw when it comes to the OnlyFans.
Did you see fucking Doug, the view that Doug has from his goddamn
room? My guy is like sleeping in Disney
World.
In
Space Mountain. He's like, his room is Space Mountain. It's fucking incredible. And
yeah,
I'm
we
so
don't
jealous.
Have anything new.
Well, now we just get to talk about how much Doug is a piece of shit for...
We can do that. We can do that when we say, hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet. You're very far away. Let me get closer to you.
Yeah, come on in here.
Look, we can see what's going on there.
We got all the stuff.
We got all the stuff. Let me get close to Jason, my love, my guy. There we go.
Only honesty's here.
A little bit more intimate. Now we can really talk and no holds bar or whatever.
No holds are barred.
Yeah, welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet, internet comedy horror podcast starring yours truly. We have Jason.
Hello, hello.
We have Doug.
He went blonde.
He went blonde. We have...
And mute.
Matt, right there.
Mute.
and we have me, judging by last episode, Alex Jones, because a lot of those stuff I went down... Oh, I forgot to... Did you record that episode?
The last
episode?
Yeah.
The dead internet one?
Yeah.
So when I went on my tangent, did you put in any crazy music or no? I don't remember.
No,
I didn't
no
get
crazy
to that
music.
Yet.
Honestly, I'm going to apologize to everybody that listens to us for what I was doing in my chair last time, because that was uneditable.
What, were you squeaky or something?
Well, every time I shifted in my chair, apparently my mic was picking it up, but I wasn't hearing it. And so there's just a whole bunch of like...
Sometimes that'll happen to me where I get like self... conscious about it, where I'll grab my glass and it'll ding. I'm like, oh god, did that pick it up? Or like the air will go off. I'm like, oh, guard the mic.
Yeah.
So
don't let it hear.
It can't be real if I don't hear it. Yeah, you guys are probably noticing there is no Matt or Doug with us today. That is because Doug is in the happiest place on earth.
Hell.
Hell. Denver, Colorado. No, he's in Disney World, the happiest place on earth. For a 30-something year old man.
Dude, he's obsessed.
He is a Disney boy. And
I've been living vicariously though. He messaged me when he was getting on Rise of Resistance. And
oh yeah.
I was like, oh my god, you lucky fuck.
I never saw it before. He showed me a video of the ride.
Dude.
That is insane.
I was lost when I got off that
He
ride.
Showed me a video of it and he's like, oh yeah, this is even like it's broken.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And he showed me what it was like in the beginning and with like the turrets are like going back and forth.
Dude.
Like they're firing. I'm like, that must have been the coolest fucking ride I've ever, like you would ever be on.
Kelly and I went on that and we had to stop and just like.
Just take it all
just
in.
Just like like adjust ourselves to reality because A, the line itself is cool as fuck.
Oh yeah. Everything's like interactive. Even the
everything.
Line.
There's like, it's like you're walking through a rebel base, just like the old Star Tours ride in mm-hmm. Disney. You walk through there and there's all this cool stuff you get to look at.
Disney's very good at doing that shit.
That's like, why they did it right. Because yes, you have to wait in line. Why not give people something to do?
Exactly. Universal's good with some of their rides, like the Harry Potter ride, because you go through the school.
The castle, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good one. I love the King Kong ride because you're like, it's all dark and you see like the fucking,
yeah.
the art, the paintings and everything,
oh,
and all
yeah.
the Kong like sculptures. And I'm like, oh!
Yeah. But dude, you get into this ride, you lose where the fuck you are and where you've been. Like it feels...
You are a rebel in the Rebel Alliance now.
It literally feels like... You start on a different complete ship, and you get boarded by the Empire, and you get taken aboard an Imperial Star Destroyer, You don't know how you left where you were because you just exit in the hangar bay of an Imperial Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
With these fucking officers coming in, Imperial officers saying, like, you're all being detained as part of the resistance. Please follow me for your interrogation.
I do enjoy from the video he showed me. Spoilers for the ride, I guess. It doesn't really matter, but
You're it's like, not the same.
Yeah, you're like in a containment thing from the...
You're in a prison cell.
You're in a prison cell, and then like the Jedi, the resistance bust you out.
Yeah.
And like they open it up, and the video is just like, this guy who's done it like 10,000 times already today, he's like, all right, we're with the Rebel Alliance. Come on over. And then like they go in the pods, and I made the joke to Doug, because like they get in the pods, I'm like, we're with the Rebel Alliance, we gotta get you out of here. Make sure your seatbelt's fastened really good. And the guy does that, and I was cracking up. He's like checking. Everyone's like, "We got to get you guys out of here. We got to get you out of the bad guys' control. You know, you're in a prison cell. Got to get you out of here. They're coming for us right now. Could you actually tighten?
That doesn't look quite secure.
Okay. Keep your arms in. Okay, great. We gotta get the fuck out.
Yeah, 100%. When it's I got so off goofy. Of that, when I got off of that ride though, I legit was lost. I had no fucking idea where in the park I was. Because you don't start anywhere near the entrance.
This is now, also, this is Diluti. This is Disney.
Disney under the internet. We're done with that. I'm just jealous that Doug's having a vacation. And
yeah.
I am not.
Yeah, and Matt's not here because he's got a lot of school and work stuff going on.
He's a big smart boy.
And he's a big smart boy. He's getting his master's degree. And my boy.
We need smart people on this show, too.
Yeah, because I dumb us down.
Well, the three of us together equal like one talk show host.
That's true.
Like in intelligence, verbiage, anything.
Yeah, and there's one thing that all talk shows show hosts have, and it's that razzle, that dazzle. And
dazzle,
I think it's because
that
they're
glimmer, that shimmer.
Yeah,
that
it's shine. Because their microphones and their ties all have that glitter on it.
It does.
It's so weird. We don't have any housekeeping today. That's why I'm talking about this right now. But speaking of glitter, Jason,
yeah,
I'm just gonna bird scooter into that, the bankrupt company that be bird scooter. We're talking about the a little fun little conspiracy today that Jason and I stumbled upon that we enjoy. We're talking about the Glitter X conspiracy. And honestly, I swear to God, if Red Web comes out with a Glitter X episode, I am right. There's a mole somewhere in the house.
You gotta check your phones. Oh, that's the next episode, is figuring out who the mole is.
Who the mole is, yeah. So Red Web, I swear to God, if you do a fucking Glitter X conspiracy episode, you're either in our Google Drive, or you're getting information from one of us,
or you've agreed to be under the Diluti. Oh, fucking Amelia! She's sending him information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gotta figure that out.
Yeah, do something about that.
We gotta do something about it.
I'll get my lawyer on her.
Why are we talking about glitter, Mike? It does not seem that important to talk about.
We're talking about glitter because although glitter seems innocent on the face value, there is a glimmering, shiny other face
that is a back face
that is hidden from reality, and there is a gigantic conspiracy going on with glitter, who makes it and who's buying it all.
Yeah, it's, and honestly, I didn't
like my voice there. I'm sorry, that was very like, and who's buying it all. That was very like shitty YouTube. And we're gonna go down the rabbit hole. I fucking hate when I do that.
Well, then stop.
I can't.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I didn't understand why you wanted to talk about this.
Fun.
I've heard a couple of things about like glitter and like just some secrecy surrounding like its production or something, but I never really was like drawn into something.
Yeah.
And so when you brought this up, you're like, yeah, we're going to talk about Glitter X. And I go, oh, is that like the what is glitter thing? And you're like, yeah.
I'm by
like,
the end of this, okay. Glitter is not going to sound like a real word.
Oh, anymore. It already doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm convinced it's alien entirely.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, what is glitter, Jason? Can you draw me a picture?
A word.
Draw me a picture of glitter, Jason.
So I actually found this out. I didn't know that glitter was technically not a thing. Like, the word glitter does not refer to a baggie full of shiny stuff that doesn't come off of things.
Plastic stuff.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah, plastic, quote, it actually doesn't refer to that. Glitter is actually something called a mass noun. And it's specifically a granular aggregate like rice.
I mean, it's not schnimbles?
It's not schnimbles.
Schnibbles?
It's not schnimbles. I don't think that is an actual measurement of anything, unless you're measuring glitter. But in case anyone doesn't know what a mass noun is simply a noun that denotes something that cannot be counted. And so glitter itself, it refers to the
like, quantity of it.
No, the number has nothing to do with any of it. Glitter is the shine, is the effect that glitter has on something after it's been put onto something. That is called glitter. The actual substance itself is shortened to something called BOPET, BOPET. And that...
you could pull it.
That is, you can...
What if you twist it?
Well, it'll twist. Don't do that unless it tells you to.
Okay. Yeah.
Just don't. This is short for... oh my God, this is... Guys, we're going way into the weeds right off the fucking bat.
We sure are.
It's something called polyethylene terephthalate.
Are you casting spells in my basement?
Terephthalate.
Terephthalate. Rolls off the tongue.
That's the actual name for glitter. And that's not even... It doesn't even apply to like the shiny part of it. That's just a... That is the thing that makes it like... able to be manipulated, more or less. And so, like, glitter itself refers to the effect that it gives things, but glitter is technically not what that little stuff is called. That stuff doesn't have a name.
Schnibbles.
You know what? You're right. It has one name.
Schnibbles.
It's just not recognized most places. But like Mike said, like, it's a weird topic. You find this shit everywhere, and... this stuff, it's in nail polish. I mean, it's in everything. We're going to go over some of the uses for it later because that's a whole fucking rabbit hole all on its own.
That's the main conspiracy.
Like, that. Not even what you're talking about. I'm talking about the fact that glitter is used
a lot of the shit that I found. That makes no sense to
none.
Me. But okay.
But yeah, that's... That is the long-winded way of trying to describe what glitter actually is, but for the sake of ease, let's just call glitter, it's not the effect. Glitter is that shit in the bag.
Glitter's glitter.
Glitter is glitter. I think that's just the easiest way to deal with this.
I would agree. Now, you're probably asking yourself, damn, Jason, you made no sense.
I didn't. I made no fucking sense, but that's what glitter is. Don't even ask me what steps you have to go through to fucking get glitter.
Oh, I'll tell you.
I'm
going to tell you, I'm going to give the probably the layman's way of how it's made, because you found more about how it's made than I did.
This shit, how shit is made, like, fascinates me.
I'm into it too. But this, I couldn't wrap my head around it. So I just went with like the TLDR that I found from one of the articles. But like, the things that we talk about sound like when it comes to like the how it's made. Could be made up by like Hugbees, the YouTuber that makes those fake how it's made videos.
Yeah.
It sounds like some shit he could say.
Absolutely.
So this is kind of a brief history on how it's made. So back in the 1940s, out in a farm on New Jersey, there is a man named Henry Rushman, and he was a very experienced precision cutter in Germany. So he had this machine that precision cut metals and plastics, things like that. This machine would let out this, it cut this like glossy photo. Back in Germany, that's what he was doing. He was cutting like glossy photos for a camera company. I forget which one, but he was cutting out their photo prints. Occasionally, it would pop out this cellulose paperish material, which he called schnipples, which is why
it's super fucking adorable. Schnipples.
But that is what led him to create glitter. He's like, oh, look at this shit, because it was like it had the glittery like sparkles in it.
It was just cellulose paper.
Yeah, it had like the glittery sparkles, and that's where it came from. He's like, oh, look at that fun shit. So maybe I can do some of this. So he invented a way to precision cut this material into the glitter that we know it as. So glitter became like a side hustle for not only this guy, but the people that were working with him. This is where it starts getting weird. So
it does not take long.
He invented this machine in Germany. Okay. This precision cutting machine. He Remember, Germany.
Yeah, okay? Germany. Yep. I'm right with you. Right now I am.
He was brought over to the U.S. to work on the Manhattan Project.
Oh.
Because of the implications that this glitter stuff could have and the way that he could make it. So, apparently, the glitter that the United States military had him working with the Manhattan Project, this man that invented glitter
helped build the atom bomb.
Because apparently it had it, the way that the glitter, they used the glitter was they used a different material to help with fuel. It helped burn the fuel more efficiently, okay, the way that they produced it. But they brought him over. And so as they were producing glitter here, the people that he worked with were like, yeah, take it home. Do whatever you want with the glitter. I don't fucking care. So his workers would take it home and they would sell it on the side, and it became like this profitable thing, to where in the 40s, they used to burn Christmas candles, used to call them, but that they switched that out with glitter as a decorative thing. And that's how glitter became
the Christmas thing. Because
not just a Christmas thing. That's where it became like
a public
thing,
like decoration.
Exactly, a decoration. And they turned that into a company. And this company was all that was just to help generate small revenue for his farm.
Yeah. What did he name?
He
this
named
little...
his company Meadowbrook Inventions.
He named it that?
Yes. Now.
Oh. Okay.
It was supposed to be a side hustle just to help with costs of the farm, but then it grew into a billions of dollar empire that we now see today. Now, Meadowbrook Inventions.
That's funny that that's the name of this dude's company.
Yeah.
And not something different.
Like what we're talking
like
about.
Like what we're about to talk about. The other company. And there's, you'll see why in a second.
Now, I also didn't get into the minute specifics about how glitter is made, because we could talk about that forever and nothing makes sense. They literally talk. We were having this discussion earlier about how they dissolve.
Evaporate.
Evaporate. Thank you.
Evaporate aluminum
from aluminum.
And we were trying to fucking wrap our heads around that.
And the way that it's made, the glitter is made up of like 250 layers of
Oh my God, there's so many layers. And the layers are literally either half or less than half the length of a wavelength of light.
And they're combined together some fucking how. Like, and it's not through heat. It's not through adhesive. It's atomically? No.
Dude, I have the production process pulled up right now.
That doesn't help.
No.
I can't read that.
I mean, I can understand like basic concepts about like what you're doing to make it happen, but like it.
So
what do you mean you evaporate aluminum?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What I gave you was a TLDR. It's all glitter essentially just came from precision cutting. TLDR.
If you don't want to lose your mind, this is how it's made.
You take this material, you precision cut it into whatever you want, itty bitty bits of whatever shape you want.
Yep.
That is it. It's just precision cut material. Mm-hmm. And glitter can be anything. We were talking, like we said, glitter is just the definition of the shiny.
Yep.
Glitter can be plastic, it can be paper, it can be metals, it can be literally anything. As long as it can be precision cut down, it's glitter. So. Who's making the shit? I feel like the little... Hang on, we're gonna... What are you drinking?
Yeah,
what are you
need...
thinking? There's a bottle here and it's empty.
I'm starting to feel overwhelmed. And like, I dove down the fucking rabbit hole on this one. And I know you did too. But just like the amount of stuff that we have to talk about just to make people understand like I need a fucking drink for this.
What are we drinking?
We're drinking
Kevin Costner's favorite.
Yeah, Yellowstone.
Yellowstone
Select, which I made the kind people at Meijer sell to me for half price.
Yeah, fun fact, if you guys want cheap whiskey, just take an expensive bottle, put it in front of a discount tag, and be like, I found it like that. And they'll just give you that price.
To be fair, it was in front of a clearance tag. It just somebody fucked up. And I'm like, no. And they're like, no, you can't sell that to you for that. I'm like, well, you're gonna.
My gun says otherwise. When you hear the clink, drink.
Pink.
Thanks, Meijer.
I'm not used to having a sipper. And so I almost took this like a shot.
No, you don't want
to
do that.
Nope.
So. Yeah, so we were talking about Meadowbrook Inventions.
Yeah.
Meadowbrook That's Inventions. That's just one of the creators.
Yes.
Of Glitter.
And honestly, like, I'm still kind of surprised that that's the name of the, like, we know the history of how Glitter came to be, and we know what company came from that.
Well, that's it for them.
So let's talk about GlitterX, mm-hmm. which is a huge, huge glitter manufacturing company.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of two. Well, it's one of several. It's
two
one of,
in the United States, I believe.
It's one of two in the world that I can actually verify makes glitter.
Yeah.
I did find several others, but as it turns out, none of their links are clickable. So
that makes sense.
I don't think you're a real site. So we have GlitterX, which is like, this is the most well-known, on paper, it supplies the most glitter to the most people in the world. And on paper, that was the only company that did that. Now, wait a minute. You might be asking me, didn't you just talk about a guy that invented glitter, starting a company called Meadowbrook Inventions?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what Mike said. Mm-hmm. So where the fuck did GlitterX come from? Well, that's a good goddamn question. Not the right question, though. The right question is, why aren't we hearing about Meadowbrook? You know, the name of the company that invented glitter.
Oh, because they don't want you to talk about them?
And that's exactly it. For some fucking reason, until very, was it like a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe even?
When more shit was popped?
I think it was, it might have been 2019.
My source was this year. Or last year, sorry.
Then 2023 is that's I'm getting my shit confused. Until 2023, I believe. Double check me. I could be 100% wrong on that, but I'm almost positive it was until 2023 no one knew that they made glitter. Nobody. And it was not until very recently when people started like,
oh, Meadowbrook?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant when we found out a bit more information on like who the creator was. Meadowbrook goes back to, I think, 2018. There's a New York Times article where they mention Meadowbrook. So that one is like 2018.
Gotcha.
Still incredibly recent for a fucking glitter company.
And the fact that I need to remember so many different events, so many different years, so many different timetables, people, etc., about a glitter company,
mm-hmm.
like that, I can't get past that. So cool. 2018, I guess it was then.
Around there, yeah.
Around there, before then, we did not know if there were other companies in the world that made glitter. We knew of GlitterX because they were very vocal about it,
mm-hmm.
but we did not. We haven't heard of any other companies.
We're GlitterX. We don't make glitter.
We knew who invented glitter. We knew what company he started, and it wasn't until two. When did he found that company? Didn't you say the 30s?
40s.
40s?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So 80 fucking years? Yeah, 80 fucking
sure.
years. Like, that is such a fucking long time to secretly make mass quantities of glitter.
Quote unquote, are an extremely private company. That is in
that is a direct quote. And why? What do you mean? Mm. What the fuck do you mean? You're making glitter.
Jason,
Mike,
you don't even know.
Mike, I want you to put just close the book on the glitter knowledge you have, and I want you to go back to the sweet, sweet date of like a week ago when you didn't know everything that you do right now, and I want you to tell me, do you, if someone told you, I don't want people to know that we make fuckloads of glitter.
Oh, I'd be suspicious as fuck.
If somebody told you, I want everybody to know that we make fuckloads of glitter, how would you feel?
I would not. I'd feel safe. I would feel like a warm blanket. Safe.
I don't understand. Why the secrecy? Why 80 years of secrecy around glitter? Why the fuck?
It's probably because of what they do with it.
That might be it. And, you know, a good place to kind of figure that out would be who's using all this glitter?
So, here's what they don't want you to know.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Here's what they don't want you to know. This is why they don't want you to know it. So, in an article from the 2018 New York Times article that I referenced, which is like the big article that broke basically the lid off of this and got everyone talking about it. It is from the New York Times. It's from 2018. It's from December 21st, 2018. I was correct on that one. So
good job, Mike.
Thank you. So in that article, the woman that wrote it talked to they tried to talk to Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook was like, we are a very private company. We are not disclosing any information, because they're like, who's using glitter?
Right.
Who? She was just curious about it. She's just like, who is buying glitter in such vast quantity? She's like, I've been following the market, and I've been seeing that, you know, she's like, I've been seeing GlitterX's portfolios. I've been seeing how much that they are shipping. Who's buying all this shit? And so she reached out to Meadowbrook, and they instantly were basically like, fuck off. We're not giving you shit. And she reached out to GlitterX.
A rational response.
Yeah. Reached out to GlitterX, and GlitterX said, they do not want us to disclose who they are, and they don't want you to know that it is glitter.
Why even say that?
Direct quote from the person she interviewed from GlitterX. Now, this obviously spawned a huge amount of conspiracies online, because you don't just say some shit like that and expect no one to ever say anything ever.
Not at all.
No, you should have just been like, they prefer to remain anonymous because they don't like to chatter. They don't want to reveal, you know, like KFC secrets. They don't want to reveal the 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah, just make something up. Yeah, we don't want to reveal trade secrets.
They don't want to know what, they don't want you to know that it is glitter. What is it? So, bunch of conspiracies going around. And this is kind of the big conspiracies that you hear of. Most people, a vast majority, think that it is from the military. They think that it is specifically military explosives. So they think the military is buying up most of the glitter.
Yep.
Boating companies think that people say that companies are buying it up for boat paint, which boat paint does have
glitter, obviously glitter has glitter in it.
It's a very, very good theory. People think that funeral homes are also buying it up, which, you know, maybe some caskets if you want to go out with a little razzle dazzle, you know, shine on them one more time. The problem with this one, though, I will say, is on Reddit, you got a we actually had someone who runs who's been in the funeral industry for over 10 years, and they were like, nobody ever wants glitter near their fucking funeral home.
No.
That shit is a mess.
It doesn't.
They're like, we will never touch this stuff. This is a lie. So I'm thinking the funeral home is out. Toothpaste is another one. That's a big conspiracy.
Big Colgate doesn't want you to know.
Yeah, Big Colgate doesn't want you to know. And all this comes from, a lot of these come from podcasts. There's other podcasts out there that talk about the conspiracy with this, and they brought up the boat paint as the main what's the word I'm looking for,
the main use.
Thank you. Yes, they bring up boat paint as the main use, which again could be that's big boats are big, yachts there's
yeah some. Actually, I think I remember reading something about that, and the reason they think it's a conspiracy is because they think that if people know there's glitter in the boat paint, it will hurt the masculine image.
Oh yeah, you gotta look out for them chads that own boats. The alphas, they can't have glitter.
That's
turning the frogs gay.
I get that masculinity is very fucking fragile, but it, like, not that fragile, right?
There's people paying like $18,000 right now to go to a fucking
alpha camp. That's right. Oh,
so
God,
yeah, it's pretty
those.
Fucking fragile, if you ask me.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
The other theory right now is food, which can be a thing. You know, you could see that some foods are, there's edible glitter out there, so you can see that some people are putting it on food to,
not gonna lie, I specifically spent like 15 to 20 minutes in the liquor department looking for one of those drinks that uses a fucking glitter,
like the hypnotic or whatever. Yeah. Oh God, barf.
I'd just be happy I didn't find any.
Thank God. But on top of this, like zoos, or not zoos,
I said Zeus. Zeus is made of glitter.
Wildlife preservers and people like that will sneak glitter into some animal's food. So when they poop, they can track where they're going, because they'll track the shiny poop.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. So they'll know where that animal's going. They'll understand like habitats and like migration patterns, things like that, because they follow the poop.
This one's got red. That's the Christmas colors over
there. Yeah. He's going to the North Pole.
Yeah.
Another one is on money. You know, you can look at a dollar bill, maybe, and you'll see a little bit of a shine on it, a little glittery sparkle. Funny enough, it's mostly one of my sources that I'll get to say that it isn't used in American currency as much as it is used in foreign currencies.
Oh my God. I have some Kamanian dollars that literally look like it looks like a Prince concert.
Look like Edward from Twilight. But those are the main like uses. So who's using all the glitter? It's a bunch of industries. From what people are speculating online, it's a bunch of industries, for like toothpaste industries, boat industries.
Let me get this straight. the question is, who is using all the glitter? And the answer is fucking bunch of people.
Bunch of fucking
just
people.
Just a fuckload of people.
Just a fuckload of companies are using it.
Okay, but what's like the...
Military was pretty high on that list, but...
Okay, but if you had to like... Honestly, I think it'd be more interesting if we did like a who uses the most. Like a combination of everything is one thing, but like what... Like where do we see all the glitter going to like one... like? I don't know how to describe this. What company, what industry, I guess, is a better way to put it, uses the most glitter?
You want me to crack the lid on that one right now, or?
Well, we're about to anyway.
All right. Well, do you want to jump into yours, or do you want me to go ahead and continue forward?
We can preface this. Okay. We might as well, because mine will sound not even remotely close to anything here. So, yeah.
So I will say, the military is the biggest conspiracy. When it comes to who's using
it's
the
like
most
40 glitter. Some odd people, percent of people.
48% of everyone polled about this says that the military.
Mm-hmm. And that
which
is.
Begs to the question, what's the military doing with it?
Would you like me to tell you? To answer your burning question?
Please do.
Okay, just take care of that other burning stuff without me.
It's itchy.
Yeah, that's why I don't any part of it. So the military buys glitter. I know that's a super strange sentence all by itself, but I promise there's context. They use the glitter as microtagants. And what they do with these is that each explosive is registered with their own microtagant, which is glitter, other very easily identifiable substance. And what it does is when an explosive goes off, it's also mixed with glitter. And then you can take a look at the glitter. You can see what batch it came from, see where it came from, and you can literally track the explosive to where it was made, where it come from, who sold it, who bought it, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. I mean, genius. We all know glitter.
Yeah.
It fucking doesn't go anywhere.
It doesn't get off.
Another one is, we've talked about a couple of these. It's in toothpaste. It's in a ton of food items, arts and crafts, huge
one. Well, another one with military as well, speaking of missiles, is they'll use like a missile
flares.
Deterrent. Like, yeah, flares.
It's a missile flare.
Instead of regular old flares, they'll just... The jet will fart that out.
It's like fucking mastermind ship from event or fucking Thor, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh yeah, just flares galore. And he's like, it's my birthday.
Yeah, that's what I assume our Air Force looks like when they're 100% bobbing and weaving.
But they use in that to evade missiles from hitting their jets,
that's flares. Yeah, it's things you would never. But now that you know that.
Radar satellites.
It goes off in your head like, oh, duh. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. It's reflective. It fucks up radar.
Yep, it fucks up radar, so they'll actually coat some planes with it. They'll put it on the radar dishes because actually, if you put it in a certain pattern, it'll actually help expand out radar signals.
That's the other thing that I was going to go into a little bit. Actually, we'll do that. I'm going to go into like all the specific
details. Yeah, I'll shut up.
Shit.
You can...
I'm talking about what glitter
breaks
is.
Like it's a plane breaks.
Yeah.
Like
it's I can't wait to talk about the fucking factory this dude goes to.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. Anyway, so all these really, really regular things, aside from the microtagants, you wouldn't have really thought of that. Coatings on stealth planes, satellites, it coats the dome, obviously, that covers the entirety of flat Earth. And so that way, when the light reflects differently, it shows different images throughout the sky. So you think it's moving, even though it's not. It's a big illusion, obviously, right?
Uh-huh.
What? What's wrong with that one?
Wait.
What's wrong?
Go with that more.
Glitter coats the dome that covers the entirety of the flat Earth. How else can we get different people across the globe to see different things?
So it's like a mirror?
Yeah, and actually, this makes me laugh because this one actually heavily leans on the science behind glitter, like heavily leans on it.
This is the one that makes the most sense.
Seriously, like if there were a dome, it would be coated in glitter simply because when I was doing my research on this stuff, I figured I learned so much about glitter. I know exactly what glitter isn't. I could not define glitter save my fucking life.
It's like porn. I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
Exactly. Glitter and porn are the same exact thing. But no, the layers of the polyethylene they used for the plastic in this are I think they said something about it's like half a wavelength big. Like that's it. And that's how they explain how you can see it flash so many different colors and so brightly because it's reflecting the entire spectrum twice at you.
My
even colors that you can't see. It's literally reflecting that at you. On top of that, this is tiny. You've seen glitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
That itty bitty one speck of it is literally two pieces of aluminum that has been evaporated around a piece of plastic that is 200 layers thick.
Hmm.
But each layer is half a wavelength.
And it's also not aluminum.
And it's not aluminum.
But it is.
Well, you have to evaporate all the aluminum out of the aluminum to be left with the aluminum that's left over from the evaporation process.
Right, right.
Am I making sense yet?
Aluminium.
The worst part is, the worst part is, this is not even like a, like, oh, like they're coming to abduct us. Like, oh, there's a big projector over the earth, this, that, and the other. We're fucking talking about glitter. I'm going on a rant about how the science behind glitter barely fucking makes sense.
I hope we have a smart person listening and they're like, you guys are so fucking stupid. That's not how glitter works.
I hope they show up and they're like, no, listen here, idiots, because
you got glitter wrong.
Maybe, but like the rabbit hole that I fucking went down this past week was insane. No one hears about the carnivorous clown people that live in the sewer since the invention of glitter.
Yeah.
They're scared of that.
What?
The Yorkville sighting of the killer clowns.
What?
Someone didn't leave enough glitter in the town of Yorkville to keep the clowns in the sewer.
Like Yorkville, Illinois?
Yeah. You remember the clown sightings?
No.
There's a whole movie based on it called Behind the Sightings in like Yorkville and some parts of the Midwest. People in clown outfits were showing up and like killing people and harassing the shit out of them.
And that's, how is that connected to glitter?
Well, if there's more glitter out now, it keeps them in the sewers. But Yorkville didn't do their glitter drop.
Their due diligence.
Right. They just didn't fucking do it. And so now the carnivorous clown people came out and they decided they wanted to party.
Carnivorous sewer clowns.
Yeah.
There's some way to turn that into like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'll workshop that.
How does also, that connect?
Also toothpaste.
Where are you finding
this? It's in toothpaste.
That I'm not concerned about. Oh, okay. I'm concerned about the clowns.
Dude, people have lost their minds. I'm losing my mind about this because what is glitter? What isn't glitter? Are we all glitter? Is everything glitter? And if everything is glitter, is nothing glitter?
Is it glitter?
Glitter is cake, but cake, nope, can't go down that rabbit hole. That's too confusing. I mean, to be fair, glitter isn't so much shit that I never, ever would have thought it to be in there. So fucking, why not? Why can't glitter be a carnivorous clown repellent?
You know what?
Give it to us by the aliens.
It's one of those things, it's similar to where it's like, I've never seen Bruce Wayne and Batman in the same room before. I've never seen a carnivorous sewer clown and glitter
in the same room before.
So for all we know, it is working. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's why Yorkville, do fucking yearly glitter drops. Come on. Keep the clowns away.
So are we okay? I haven't seen a glitter drop recently in where we live.
Maybe it's just so like, maybe it's clear glitter.
Or do we just not see it?
Clear glitter.
There is like ultraviolet glitter.
No, yeah.
Like that is a thing. In one of the articles, they're like, so there's glitter that reflects the ultraviolet spectrum.
Which means
so
you can't see it.
Animals can see it, but we cannot.
Correct.
That is a thing.
That is a thing. And how would you know it's there? You fucking wouldn't. You just feel annoyed. Be like, I know I'm coated in like a weird powdery thing.
Feels like waxy.
Can't fucking see it. Yeah, so those are just some of the theories, as well as some of the things that we had talked about earlier. But the military is, by and large, the biggest theory for where all of the money that is buying glitter goes,
yes,
or comes from, I guess.
Yeah, that's very true. So, kind of the military.
I personally think it's the clowns, but
that makes the most sense.
Convince me, Mike. Okay. Why is it not the clowns?
So here we go. I'm going to go down my rabbit hole now.
Okay.
So there's a YouTuber out there named Chupple. Okay. About 9 months ago, they cracked a case on the glitter conspiracy, okay? Go watch it. It's called The End of the Glitter Conspiracy by Chupple. They literally go out like investigative journalists. They go out and they crack the code on what's going on. So they start investigating. They're like, why can't we find any information on fucking glitter? Like, why can't we interview anybody?
Yeah.
So they find an article on this dumbass website. I'm talking, it's literally called like, it's called like Butts and Cheeks reporter.com. Like it is some just, you'll never even think of looking up this website to find like a review,
yeah,
or like a news article, but like it has, I forgot the name of it, but it's such a weird sounding thing. Anyway, on this website, there is a industrial writer named Robert Seeley, And he's been doing industrial writing. So he writes for like industrial companies. He writes articles on industrial news. That is where you find this shit.
So he might have written about South 32 is what you're saying.
Honestly, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. But
that's kind of cool.
So Chupple got in contact with Robert Seeley and was like, what's your take on all this? He's like, you know, who you'll want to talk to is the guy that I wrote everything with, yada, 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 who is Henry W. Rushman, who is a glitter expert. Now you're probably like, wait a minute. That name sounds kind of familiar to me. I heard that name before. Yes, it's because the creator of glitter is Henry F. Rushman. So we have a relative that was interviewed, and we can find this guy, Henry W. Rushman. Now, the Chupple people here, they find him. They find him. It's an old man now. They find him. They fly all the way over to this guy and out in Jersey. And they find him. Turns out he is just ready to spill the beans. He doesn't give a fuck about anything.
He's been talking about this for years.
He was working with the glitter company, Meadowbrook
Inventions.
He was working with them. That was his father's company until about like 30 years prior when his siblings booted him out of the company. They kicked his ass out. So now it seems like he doesn't give a shit. He's still related, so they can't like kick him off the premises. So yeah. Chupple's like, well, can you like get us into the onto the farm? He's like, yeah, let's go to the farm. When literally no one's been able to step foot on this farm. There's been actual like ABC news like
that try crews to get on there.
That try getting on, and they were immediately like, no, get the fuck out. Like, you're not allowed in here with cameras, you can't be in here. But the guy's just like, sure, come on, let's go for a ride. Let's go for a fucking ride.
They can't do anything because he's related.
That's my opinion on it. They never go into it, but I think he probably left and their terms were, all right, I'm not into the company, but you can't kick me off the property because it's on the farm. He lives
technically he owns it, right?
His family does. But he lives on the land. I think it's a thing where like they couldn't kick him off the land.
Legally can't.
And in a loophole, he's like, that means I can enter this building. that's my theory on it. But so they take Chupple across like the farm and everything. They don't film it because they do get caught and they're like, you can't have cameras. And like the guy, Henry W. Rushman, is like, yeah, they wanted to learn about the glitter farm, so I'm taking them around. And the security guy that stopped him is like, but they asked me to stop you because you cannot have cameras. Like, you can't take photos. And the guy's like, all right, well, I'm taking them around the farm anyway. And they're like, yeah, we know that. We can't stop you from doing that, but like, no photos. He's like, all right. He's like, put your cameras away. So like, it's assumed that there's potentially photos that are out there, but they never released them. But like, he was straight up just like, yeah, no, I'm taking them around because they want to go around there. He literally told him, he's like, yeah, they're doing a piece on where glitter comes from and all this shit. So I'm taking them around to find out. Didn't give a fuck about it.
No.
So he answers
out of fucks to give.
He answers all their fucking questions. He's like, that's, so who are like, who's the biggest buyer? And it's not the military per se, but it's contractors that work with the military.
Oh, so non-regulated institutions.
Potentially, yes. Strongly.
Like, what's the Wagner Group?
Yeah, it's strongly implied that it's people like that. He even tells us of one of the groups. Again, I forgot the name. I'm sorry. But he tells us of one of the third-party contractor groups. He's like, yeah, we work with these guys all the time. Just straight up name drops one of these people. And like the Chupple like interview guys are just like, oh my God, he's giving us so much fucking information. This is crazy. And so they're like, okay, so what else is it in? He's like, dude, glitter's in fucking everything, man. He's like, there's glitter in the money. Like, you got that. There's glitter in the toothpaste. He's like, you want to know how the toothpaste people do? He's like, look at the packaging for toothpaste. Kids walk up, they see the shiny ass packaging. They see the shiny toothpaste. They buy it. That's what they like. They like shiny things. They're like, birds. He's like, oh, they're like, oh shit. He's like, yeah, it's in your fucking food. Like,
yeah,
they put that shit in food because it, again, food and drink. They make the food sparkle. It attracts your attention. Oh, look at that shiny apple. I'll take that glitter. That's fucking, yeah, that's glitter. And he's just spilling the fucking beans old man doesn't give a shit. to the point where like they even were like, all right, we got our answers. Like, it's a mundane answer. Like,
yeah.
Like the conspiracy is, there's no like answer of who specifically is buying up.
They don't want people to know that glitter is being sold massively to mercenaries.
We call them contractors, but
potentially
it's the same fucking thing. Mercenaries and contractors allegedly are the same. No, they are the same. Like
allegedly,
you can call them both. Freelance is the same thing as mercenary. Yeah.
Blackstone.
Like that's just what this is, because most of these groups, as we just said, are using it probably for the microtaggants and the explosives. What you've said leads me to believe that these are military based operations. That
not just the tags, but like if you think about it, and this adds to the conspiracy to me, with these government contractors, obviously the government's contracting these out so they keep their hands clean of it. That way, if anything comes back, they're like, we didn't do shit with them. We don't know who this guy is. But
fair.
We were just talking about before how there's some glitter that is not visible by people. It's on the UV spectrum. So what the fuck do you think they're doing with that kind of technology? You know, we're already coding.
I'm trying to think of a
reason. We're already putting it on like jets and shit so they can't be picked up by radar. Imagine spraying invisible glitter on a jet. Wouldn't that refract the light around the fucking jet so you can't see the fucking jet? That's what I'm saying,
potentially.
Dude. That's what I'm saying. Are they using it for that kind of shit?
Oh my God. Have you seen the personal invisibility shields?
Yeah, the little block. I wonder if it's some shit like that. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Remember, that tech is probably from about 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just you always have to remember that. Anything commercial is way behind everything else. And so, like, you saying that leads me to believe that we do have things that can cloak.
There could be
things.
An invisible man in my room right now, in the room right now. We don't know. Well, he's covered in invisible glitter. We don't fucking know.
He's beating off.
Me too.
That's the only way.
The invisible man, glitter.
Glitter. That's all it is.
So Henry
Rushman.
He actually
got into a glitter accident as his job at Glitter X.
Can you
fell
imagine,
into a vat.
Like in old 70s and 80s like superhero things where it's, oh, mild manner Bruce Banner was just a regular man until he fell into
a vat of
radioactive waste, but it's mild manner Connor Butts was just a regular man, then he fell into radioactive glitter and became Glitter Man.
Invisible
Glitter Man. But Henry basically just tells him like it is. And again, it's not like the conspiracy, we get an answer, but we don't at the same time. So during the New York Times article, when the lady got that answer of they don't want us to tell you who they are and they don't want you to know that it is glitter.
Right.
It's perceived that they did that on purpose, because what the lady asked was what industry uses glitter the most. And when you ask what industry uses glitter the most, a company like GlitterX can't just open up a file and give you the fucking 1500 names of companies that are in that industry. So they're going to just tell you some vague shit. Now, could the person have used better words? Probably. So it didn't sound as menacing and ominous as it did, but
like, which company is buying the most?
Chupple. Well, that's the thing, is they probably don't even really know either, because what industry? Well, there's 1,500 people in the category of blank industry.
Yeah.
We can't just, it's going to take us a long time to figure out which out of these 1,500 people are actually buying the most. I just don't have that information on me.
That's fair.
Could have just said that.
That's fair.
No, left it ominous and spooky. So Chupple kind of goes into that a little bit as well. And that's why I say we kind of get an answer. Who is buying up glitter the most? It's third-party government contractors. It's kind of a boring answer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's still a mystery, because what are they still doing with it?
Mm-hmm.
That,
where's it going?
That is the mystery.
Is it for microtaggants?
I don't give a shit who's buying it. I want to know what they're using it for.
Also, is that, I guess my thing is like, is that true? Because
who knows?
My question is, if glitter is being used for something as harmless as, like, and I say harmless with a grain of salt, because we're talking about fucking explosives and like combat. However, the glitter in the explosive is not the thing doing like the killing. It's simply there to track where it came from. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I want to
Why would you go through so many hoops just to reveal that? And especially if that could have been revealed from the get-go,
mm-hmm,
with a different question. Because I'm sure that they are tired of answering the question of who is the number one buyer.
Yeah. For all you know, it's fucking Colgate. You know,
right?
Who knows? But
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me that they would like skirt the subject so much just to come back and say like, "Oh, it's fucking regular things."
And there are some people, like, there's a podcast I mentioned it before, but there's a podcast called Endless Thread. That's the podcast that I was talking about before. That I forgot the name of.
Oh yeah,
they're the ones that said like, "Oh no, it's boat paint."
Boat paint.
Definitively, It's boating companies that are buying up all the glitter. They are the ones that are using the most of it. That
incorrect
is incorrect, according to like Henry Rashman and Chupple's research as well. So it seems Endless Thread didn't look as deep into it. But also, maybe they got bought out.
Oh,
maybe they got too close to it. And
Meadowbrook Inventions owns them now.
Yeah, who honestly knows?
No, they're paying them to say what they want.
Mm-hmm. This is him, by the way. That's the old fuck. That's Henry.
Like he should be selling ice cream,
right? Oh,
I don't know why.
He might with glitter in it. Oh, there's glitter of ice cream. But yeah, they honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Like, go watch it. It's
interesting as shit.
It's about 30 minute video by Chupple, Chupple. Shout out to Chupple. They don't need my shout outs though, because they're a pretty big channel. But anyway, you get the most information out of these guys. Like, they straight up go the journalism route, which is fucking incredible.
That's what I would love to
there's
do.
There's one last little bit that I want to talk about, and that is that we are in a glitter shortage.
Oh, right. Before you go into that, can I real quick... I read a sentence when I was looking through stuff about glitter that made me kind of depressed. But especially when you think of it like this, glitter only exists so that things without glitter can have glitter put onto them.
What do you mean?
The only reason that glitter exists is so that things without glitter on them mm-hmm. can have glitter put on them.
I mean, I guess you can kind of say that about a couple things.
Like what? Well, give me another one.
AstroTurf only exists so you can put AstroTurf on things that don't have grass.
No. It has very specific uses.
So
you don't have to cut your grass anymore, so you don't just die when you have dogs because they pee on it. Like, there's a reason you put AstroTurf down.
There's a reason for glitter.
What is that reason?
To camouflage your plane so people can't see it. You know what? Fair. Ultraviolet light.
Fair.
It's to spray the dome, you idiot.
Yes, to coat the dome and everything. But
and
like,
stop the clowns.
Isn't that a crazy consumption idea? Like, the only reason this thing exists is so things that don't have this can have
this. The only reason this exists is to make things shiny.
That
aren't shiny.
That's it. And that's the thing, is because if it's already shiny, it doesn't fucking need it.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually goes into like the warehouse. Like,
I wonder as well how many things are actually shiny, or we've been duped because they have glitter
on them.
On them.
They've been glittered.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the warehouse. The warehouse has been glittered. I mean, it's hard to avoid. They go over talking about like a walkthrough of this distribution center.
Oh, the Glitter X one? Yeah, and the parking lot's all glitter.
The inside, like the forklifts are covered in it. Apparently the floor is like
which is very
rainbow.
Fun. I won't lie. Very fun.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. That'd be crazy. And apparently it's like as you walk, the entirety, like the colors of everything that you're seeing change. Because like I said, the thickness of it is less than a wavelength. Like it's half of that.
Yeah.
And so you take a step, you're seeing like six colors at once.
It's fucking
weird. That's got to be a fucking that's a safety hazard for forklifts.
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
a warehouse
distract you.
You're like, whoa.
We worked at a warehouse. Yeah, we know how that is. You do not want to be distracted on a. I didn't even know that forklifts weigh like 14,000 pounds.
Dude, it's like three cars put together.
It is. Didn't know that.
Yeah,
thought it was like the weight of a car.
No,
it's like five.
it's ridiculous.
Intense.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently we're in a glitter shortage, which could be bad.
Why?
Because then. Things that aren't shiny can't be shiny
can't be,
anymore.
We can't put things that don't have glitter.
You know, there's a big old conspiracy going around that we're in a glitter shortage, which means that, you know, some of the things that like military contracts are using the glitter for are going to be opened up to the people's eyes. So like that UV stuff, if anything's hidden, you might start seeing some things now.
Are you seeing Predator's real? And has
Predator,
a day, and
the Telltale Shimmer was glitter.
He has a day job. He just doesn't want us to see him.
No, yeah, he's an accountant.
Not trying to kill us.
He's an accountant. He just didn't want to see it. But like foods are gonna look a lot less appetizing than what you're used to. So you're not gonna want to buy a certain food. You're not gonna get the same quality out of like.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is reality just glitter?
Reality is just glitter. But like all these, there's a bunch of like small things that go into it. And if we run out of glitter, that could be devastating. But you know the fun thing? There's no glitter shortage.
That's made up as fuck.
It was a TikTok that said that, that made that up, which went into like the mainstream conspiracies. And yeah, there's no glitter shortage. Because how could there be a glitter shortage? The shit's...
It's fucking everywhere.
It's fucking everywhere. Like you can't... I don't think you could ever run out of glitter because of... By definition, glitter is not just one substance. It is a...
It's all of it.
It's all of it. So you can make glitter out of metals. You can make glitter out of plastic. You can make it out of paper. You know, you can literally make glitter out of anything that shines.
Yes and no. I will say there is a very distinct difference between putting like wrapping paper over something and coating it in glitter, because it's almost like the glitter becomes the new surface to the substance you're putting it on. Mm-hmm. Whereas it's not, because like they went over to say you literally cannot remove glitter from certain things, especially when it's been compacted and sat for a while. Mm-hmm. It's now permanently a part of that, whatever substance that is, which is also fucking crazy to me. Like, it's like cold fusion, but across different...
But shiny.
Yeah. And across different mediums, which is also insane to me. I don't know. The whole thing had me really, really fucking interested and hooked.
Yeah. But again,
I'm really upset that that's the answer.
Yeah. But like the guy, Henry, he does confirm, like, he confirms a lot of shit. Like, the boating one is a huge industry with it.
Yeah.
Like, he confirms. And if you go to GlitterX's website, you can find them listing off things about like the boating industry, and they keep going into it like a lot. So like, again, watch the Chupple video. We are not doing this justice, I feel, at all. Like, we tried, but we did just talk about the dome and crazy carnivorous clowns. So like, dude, who knows? Like, if you're looking for the fun conspiracy side of it, listen to us. But if you want the hard hitting journalism side of it, go check out fucking Chupple, because they're going to give you a lot more of the fine details.
Oh, yeah.
and the way that they got there is the most fascinating fucking thing to me.
I'd love to do what they did and just fucking go.
I'm not smart enough to do what they did.
We could stumble ass backwards into that.
That's true. We could just fuck up until we get there. We can fail upwards.
Dude, that's that is the motto of this show. Yeah. Failing upwards consistently.
I'll fail into a Pulitzer.
Yeah, there you go. No, that I think that'd be great if we could actually do like a journalistic style, but time constraints.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just do better at the presentation and comedy side of things.
I think we do better at
staying our
fucking shit up, but we're entertaining about it. So what are you going to do?
And hopefully a little informative.
Hopefully a little informative.
Hopefully.
Like 30-70.
Yeah. And even that's pushing it.
Yeah. You know, so, it'd be what it'd do.
Honestly, the other ones offset it by -30, because it just we just make you dumber. We suck it out of your head.
But you know what? You have a good time.
That's all that
matters. You know where else you'll have a good time?
DiluteyPod.com.
DiluteyPod.com. That's exactly right, Jason. DiluteyPod.com or Diluted.com is our website. So you can go there. You can find our links to everything. Linktree.com/DiluteyPod. Our links are also there for everything. All of our merch, all of our socials, Patreon.com/DiluteyPod. Buy me a coffees and such. We are getting down to it. We're just waiting on YouTube to be able to pay us out. That way we can get the Diluteyathon donations out.
We've got shirt designs. I've got them all lined up. I've got the hoodie. I've got everything ready to be printed. As soon as all of the everything goes through, we will print and ship.
Yep. We're just waiting on basically May to get here. Once May gets here, we can go full-fledged and get everything. Yep. We can get the money from the YouTube, the shirt, the merch and everything
was
special for it can be shipped out, the gift cards, all that good stuff. So if you're listening, if you're wondering, hey, where's my things, because you won,
I promise,
it is on its way, don't you worry. We literally just have to wait until April's done. We literally have to just wait till April's done in order to finish the donations and everything, because YouTube is dumb like that.
We timed that stupid. We should have looked into that, but now we know for next time.
Yeah, we didn't know that YouTube makes you wait a month, but everything else is ready to go. It's literally just YouTube we're waiting for. So so thank you for being patient with that. With the donation, we'll obviously post the donation once we are actually able to get it. We'll post the receipts for everything, that way you guys can see them.
We're going to make a big deal about it, because, I mean, again,
we've been talking about it for over a month.
Awesome.
Now, so.
I'm still living that high. You guys fucking rock. You guys killed it. You guys made a lot of people say thank you. They just don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm. But you guys also would rock if you went to our websites, went to our links to all our socials, if you went to our email at dilutypod@gmail.com. If you send us a text message, we will respond to you. If you text us at 630-909-9366. I see you eyeballing that button. Don't even right now. At least let me get it out once. If you send us a text message, we will respond. If you send us a voicemail, we'll play it at the end of the show. One more time, it is 630-909-9366. One more time, 630-909-9366. Damn. Okay.
I saw you twitch and you're like, oh, I can get it out.
But yeah, go there. Have a good time. Have a good time. Check out our socials. Naomi's doing a fantastic job at consulting us on it.
Yes, she is. Fantastic job.
Yep. But yeah, we love you all. Thank you for listening. check out our YouTubes, check out our things, subscribe everywhere, leave us reviews everywhere, Spotify, all that good shit.
Please. And if you guys want to have some existential dread, last week we talked about the dead internet theory, albeit I'm so sorry for the chair noises. If I can get around to it, I may try to go back and re-scrub
that. Yeah, it's funny because we let out an episode on dead internet theory the exact same
as Red
week.
Web.
Red Web let out dead internet theory as theirs as well.
And their editor.
Their editor was like, whoa!
Weird!
But if that doesn't just show that the internet is dead.
Yeah.
The irony in that is not past me.
All the squares make a circle.
All these squares do be making circles. Jason, do you have anything you want to say to people, beautiful people?
As always, everybody, please fucking remain paranoid. I mean, I guess you can't really help that from listening to this, because if nothing else, we are going to go ahead and give you a paranoia complex, and you're going to think everybody's out to get you, but they are.
Yeah, and I'll say just have yourself a good time. Take a shot of Hypnotic or something with some glitter in it. That way you got glitter in your tummy.
Yeah,
and
I tried,
then those
but
carnivorous clowns will avoid you at all times.
Janine, you could have been on the show. We needed a Doug. Just saying.
Yeah, Ma, you missed out on your chance. It's okay. But we love you all. Have a wonderful night. We'll talk to you later. Kisses.
We love you. Don't die.
Ominous.